Y'all, it's the 3rd of December and I didn't get no sweater. So, here's a narrative poem telling the story of how it goes when one person develops feelings in a platonic relationship. And for all nosy people, no, this is not from personal experience. You know how when you listen to someone talk about something so much that it's like you're vicariously living through them? Well, I started off of that to make them feel heard and then came up with this. It's empathy, y'all. Anyway, let's get to it. Sometimes I wonder if it had been better if I had kept it to myself. But I could no longer hold it in. I was propelled by the fantasies of everything we could have been. I didn't want to push it. I didn't want to put a strain on what we had. After all, I cherished you, and having you around made me glad. I had all these feelings for you, but I couldn't show them, so I kept them to myself, like I myself didn't know them. But when you called yourself unloved, it hurt me. It undermined the depth of my feelings. Like my feelings were not what you anticipated love to be. You're loved in ways you won't ever know. You're seen with eyes that seek you restlessly. You're wanted in ways I can't let show, for I don't want to risk things recklessly. Because it would hurt you more if you couldn't reciprocate. You never liked hurting people, and the thought of hurting me might pain you more. And you'd act cautiously because you know it's delicate, and that could make it harder for me than before. I don't want to be further apart from you, so I can't let it show and bury it all inside of me, despite how badly I want you to know. It's not like it's easy on you. It's not like you didn't care. You just couldn't bring out feelings for me, which were never there. But every time I was with you, the urge overwhelmed me. But I tried to stifle it and pushed it deep inside until the feeling consumed me and there was nowhere to hide. I tried to distance myself until the urge went away so we could go back to what we were, because you wanted nothing more than that at the end of the day. But you noticed something changed. I thought I faked it well. I thought I was subtle enough that you won't be able to tell. I thought I'd cut you off silently, a silent ending. But you pulled it out of me, a confession I'm now repenting. You didn't want to mislead me, so you kept trying to make it clear. But every time you clarified yourself, it got harder for me to stay near. I can't bear to have you around, yet not get you to myself. I can't bear to be bound by the limits of the labels you've set for myself. You're a constant reminder, a reality check receipt, a prompt of a criteria I didn't manage to meet. We are trying to get a hold of each other, but not in the same way. And the more you confront me, the harder it gets to stay. We started on the same wavelength until we started to turn away, avoiding the subject, burying inside the things we really want to say. Guilty by the same degrees, but our paths differ, for we chose ourselves and went in the direction we prefer. We knew we couldn't go on like this if we wanted to stay together, so we moved forward in an effort to get a hold of the other. But instead of getting better, it got worse. After all, we were victims of reality's curse. The distance struck some sense into us. We knew we had to mend our ways, so we both put in efforts, but the differences were just too hard to erase. We each took steps forward to reach the other, but things didn't go our way. The distance kept growing larger until our paths led us astray. By the time we realized it, it was too late. I guess this is the future of those who leave it up to fate. Now there's no common ground between us. There's nothing left to be tried. For our paths don't meet. I guess our futures aren't destined to collide. Our paths don't cross. We don't see eye to eye. With mindset on our own roads, we didn't get the chance to say goodbye. If I knew the previous time I saw you was the last, I'd have paused to soak you in, trying to stay a little longer in a thing which was to become the past, and taken the result of the battle in which none of us managed to win.